Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Democratic presidential ticket is set. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, are set to make their first joint appearance Wednesday as a duo seeking to defeat President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the upcoming November general election. The Biden-Harris campaign said the pair would speak in Wilmington, Delaware, about working together to restore the soul of the nation and to fight for working families to move the country forward. Biden officially named Harris on Tuesday, making her the first black woman and South Asian American woman to be named on a major party ticket for a presidential election. In his tweeted announcement, Biden called Harris a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Social media sites were buzzing with many Democrats over the Biden-Harris ticket, including a tweet from former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "This is a good day for our country. Now let's go win this thing." Harris will formally accept the vice president nomination at the Democratic National Convention next week. President Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Three vaccine candidates in the U.S. are in the final stage of human trials. President said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia became the first country Tuesday to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. During a television appearance, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proven efficient. Putin said his daughter has taken the vaccine and after two shots had a normal temperature and had a high number of antibodies. The announcement was received with global skepticism, though, because the vaccine got approval after less than 2 months of human trials in Russia with a limited number of test subjects. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva that the WHO authorities must review all safety data before placing their stamp of approval on it. Health authorities in New Zealand scrambling Wednesday to trace the source of a new outbreak of the coronavirus as the nation's largest city went back into lockdown. Authorities have found four cases of the virus in one Auckland household from an unknown source. The first reported cases of local transmission in the country in 102 days. Auckland was moved to alert 3 status on Wednesday, a designation initially set to continue through midnight Friday. That means that non-essential workers are required to stay home, while bars, restaurants, and most businesses will be closed. New Zealand has been praised globally for its virus response and had just celebrated reaching 100 days without any known community transmission. Hong Kong police late Tuesday released on bail young activist Agnes Chow. After spending about 24 hours in jail, Chow was one of 10 people arrested by Hong Kong police Monday in connection with the new national security law imposed by Beijing. Hong Kong's Justice Department and police did not specify why Chow was arrested, apart from vague allegations about collusion with foreigners. The crime of collusion with foreigners is a new punitive idea in Hong Kong, introduced by the Chinese Communist Party's national security law last month. In Egypt's reopened Gaza's main passenger crossing point for the first time in months for thousands of Palestinians who have been stranded on both sides of the border due to the coronavirus crisis there. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.